With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran now says the Strait of Hormuz is fully closed until the end of the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. That's the word from the Revolutionary Guard Navy last night. They said any vessel approaching the strait will be considered in cooperation with the U.S. and will be targeted. Iran fired on two ships yesterday. Some House Republicans are standing up to President Trump in a vote to renew a controversial surveillance program without any changes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus demanded better protections for Americans whose communications could get swept up in warrantless surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. But President Trump demanded Republican unity in supporting the law's renewal without revisions. A middle-of-the-night attempt by House Speaker Johnson to push the bill through failed. In the end, the House approved a temporary two-week extension of FISA, which was supported by the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration responds to papal criticism of immigration enforcement. Correspondent Ken Lorman has that.
White House drug czar Tom Homan is criticizing Catholic leaders, including Pope Leo, for opposing Trump-era immigration enforcement. He argues they lack firsthand experience with border realities. Homan contends that secure borders prevent crimes such as trafficking and save lives. He urges religious leaders to better understand the consequences of illegal immigration.
Homan is a lifelong Catholic. Senior cabinet ministers rallying around UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, whose leadership is under threat. Starmer faces backlash over appointing Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S. despite failed security checks. Starmer says he wasn't informed of the vetting issues at the time. This is SRN News. A transgender darts player says he is not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn van Leeuwen of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and got a lot of legal advice. The statement adds that, quote, as a result of its review, the DRA is satisfied that to achieve fair competition in darts, only biological females should be eligible to compete in women's tournaments. Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia have spiked this year. According to International Christian Concern, the violence has been centered on the East Arsi zone. Believers make up about two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining one-third is Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that country. ICC says, quote, families have lost loved ones, livelihoods have been disrupted, many people remain afraid to come home. This is SRN News. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor apologizes to Brett Kavanaugh. Correspondent John Scott has more on that story.
Justice Sotomayor publicly apologized to Justice Kavanaugh after making pointed remarks at a University of Kansas event that some court watchers felt implied he was out of touch due to his privileged background. The comments, widely viewed as a breach of Supreme Court collegiality, drew criticism from legal commentators and prompted her to issue a formal statement of regret.
Sotomayor had suggested Kavanaugh was disconnected from working-class realities. Don Schlitz, the storied country music songwriter known for The Gambler, has passed away at a Nashville hospital. He was 73 years old. The two-time Grammy Award winner inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, and the Country Music Hall of Fame over his career. This is SRN News.